The Ghost's Grave by Peg Carrot, narrated by Charles Carroll. Chapter 1. The night I moved in with Aunt Ethel, she shot a bat in the kitchen. If there had been any place else for me to go, I would have headed back to the airport right then. Of course, if I'd had a choice of where to spend the summer, I would never have trudged into Aunt Ethel's house in the first place. After a plane ride from Minneapolis to Seattle, a shuttle ride downtown to the Greyhound bus station, and a long, bumpy bus ride to Carbon City, I saw Aunt Ethel for the first time. She met me at the bus station. It wasn't really a station. There was merely a sign in the window of the Carbon City Market. Bus arrives and departs here. Ask for schedule. While the bus driver unloaded my bag and my box of books from the luggage area beneath the bus, I glanced around. Carbon City wasn't much of a city. The market was a small general store, flanked by an empty building that had the words Carbon City Hotel, 1911, embedded in its bricks, and by a post office the size of a bathroom. A scattering of houses backed up to the hills on either side of the road. In one yard, a faded for sale by owner sign looked as if it had been there long enough to grow roots. Next door, tall grass had grown up through the spokes of a discarded bicycle, and a black cat dozed on the hood of a car that had no tires. Dusk darkened the street, making it seem dreary, but I suspected Carbon City would be bleak in full sun, too. The town matched my mood.
"You can put your gear in the back," Aunt Ethel said, pointing across the street to an old red pickup truck. Rust spots dotted the truck's dented side.